You were brought up in the country, weren't you? Where did you grow up?
That's right. I grew up in a little village called Codicut, which is near Nebworth, where they have the pop festival. And I used to work for the farmer who cut the fields at Nebworth. And when I was about eight, when we were playing in a field and we heard this ghostly sound, 1-2, 1-2, and we followed it. And we thought it was a ghost or something over the air, and we followed it. And it was someone, and we got to a corrugated perimeter fence, and we hoisted ourselves over it. And it was the Rolling Stones were on. This 1-2, 1-2 was this ghostly sound check, and there were all these naked people there. And it was,
really?
I was thinking, well, this is what's happening in the next village of Nebworth, is it?
You went to Cambridge. Did you have a clear idea then what you wanted to do?
When I was turned down by 9 universities, and including sort of Essex and Lampeter, and the only one that accepted me was Cambridge, and because I did this as entrance exam, and I had no idea what I wanted to do at all. And then I remember just sort of when coming to London and going to and seeing stand-ups in rooms above pubs. And I've been doing stand-up in rooms above pubs ever since, really.
Let's not forget, you had a very successful partnership with David Baddiel, didn't mm-hmm. you? How much fun was that?
The things I enjoyed most of all was when we were trying out new stuff, and we'd just go to the local joke shop in a town, and we'd book these sort of 3 secret gigs and just buy loads and loads of props and use the roadies as sort of extras. And the stage would be... and we had sort of various other people acting with us. I think we once had Susan Tully acting with us, and she was a brilliant comedian. It was great, sort of, that to the end of the show, there's the stage is littered with props and things. And for all I love stand-up, that's a great thing that sketch shows can do. That real sort of sense of that you've just sort of exhausted the space with, sort of visually, that there's just been all sorts of broken props lying about. Mm. You know, it's sort of there's something beautiful about the sort of simplicity of stand-up and the purity of it, but I did used to like the sort of the mayhem that having sort of 4 or 5 people on a stage can cause.
7 years away from the stage, what have you been doing?
Well, I've been writing this novel called The Trade Secret that's just out, and I was in the British Library and I just stumbled upon this amazing true story of the first Elizabethans to discover coffee and oil in Persia, and it's about how this discovery changes the relationship between a 17-year-old English servant called Nat Bramble and his master, who was Sir Anthony Shirley, who's based on a real person. And so it's a sort of swashbuckling espionage novel, and which was great fun to do, but it's good to get out of the house is the main thing about, and stand-up certainly does that.
Let's talk about the reason you're coming to Lincolnshire soon. It's your latest tour, The New Theory of Evolution. It's quite a tour you've got lined up here. What drew you to this theme?
Well, my cockamamie theory is that cooperation drives evolution as much as competition. And I think it's the idea, this selfish gene idea, is a very pessimistic view that leaves people with a very negative idea of human nature. And it's the job of comedians to cheer people up. And I think to nibble away and try to overtopple some of that idea that genes control fate is worth doing. And it's also an excuse to talk about weird and wonderful amoeba and beetles and buffaloes and vampires and vampire bats and the sort of crazy academics and crackpot theorists of history in the course of sort of arguing your case.
Well, I see it's billed as one of the top 10 comedy shows around.
Well, that's very good audio. You never know, because nowadays there's a near where I live, there's a pub, it says winner of the best beer garden award, and I'm thinking there probably isn't one. Just sort of say one of the regulars said this is the best beer garden, and I've been there, and it's not a very good beer garden. And I won't say whereabouts
no,
in the country
no,
it was,
not.
But it is the winner of no awards. I think so, but I think it was in the London Listings magazine that was, but you know, for you know, probably for an hour if it was on the online version, but
nevertheless, I'm sure it'll be worth going to see at the Engine Shed.
God bless you, as I talk it down.
Bring a pint.
You're talking it up.
Well, this is what I'm here to do.
Don't bother coming to the Engine Shed. Don't bother. No. Please,
come on,
please,
Rob.
Please come. I'd love people to come.